I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna get straight to the point. Straight to the point. No intro, that's not it. Give yourself to God. What do you have to lose? Like, for real, no cap. What do you really have to lose? Nothing. Nothing. Like, I ain't recording no video because, like, this is just something that's been on my chest for a minute. Because I done talked to multiple people I'm cool with and all that. And I just be looking at them like, nigga, just talk to God and surrender to God. Because, like, nigga, you're struggling. Like, you're struggling. Like, one of my homeboys, he goes through a lot. Like, a lot. And I'm just like, dog, like, you pray? And he like, yeah, but, like, you know, I'm tired of listening to God. I'm just going to do it my own way. Let me tell you something. Your own way ain't working. So what do you have to lose to sit there and talk to God and wait for God to give you an answer? What do you have to lose? The problem is, I tell this to a lot of people. This stuff I done told people. We all are prideful. That's our problem. We all have pride. And we all want answers right now. When you come to God, that man don't know you. You don't know him for real. You know him based off what grandma done told you. Mama done told you. You ain't cracked. It ain't about going to church. When have you cracked open the Bible? You don't know him. You come demanding stuff and asking stuff from him and all that. And that man don't even know you, bruh. He don't know you at all. So for you to come do that is crazy. It's just mind-boggling. Like, that's like you come to a stranger asking them for a dollar. No. Asking them for $1 million. Because we come with lists. You just like, you come do that. That man don't even know you. So how you expect, you come to him once a month, ask him pay your rent. How you expect him to, like, move? Yeah, he moved for some people. And that's based off of generations, like, based off of other technical things. But for you personally, he probably moved for you. I know that person based off a promise he done made to somebody who actually did know him. Your grandma or something like that. But you, that man don't know you. You don't know him. So how can you sit here and ask him for a whole bunch of stuff and then get mad when he don't come? Nah, look at that. Just messing up the vibe. But anyway, based off, I'm going to go back on what I'm saying. You can't get mad when he don't come when you want him to come. You don't know him. That's why I tell people, I'm like, bro, talk to God and listen to God. Because you already doing all that talking. You don't even got to talk. Just listen out for him. Just listen to what he's saying. That's all. That's really what you got to do. It's just we don't be wanting to do that. We just want what we want. But that man don't know you. That man don't know your phone number. You calling him, he don't know your phone number. He's watching it rain. So, yeah, he gonna let it go to voicemail a couple times so he can see where your heart lies at. Do your heart want him, or do you just want him to fix your situation? It's all about humbling yourself, you know, and like a lot of people don't do that. You got to humble yourself to him. You got to come to God for God, not for him to fix your simple situation. And I keep telling people, just surrender to God. What do you have to lose? You're broke. You're miserable. You don't got no motion. Like, what do you got to lose? Like, truthfully. Truthfully, some people, they like going out. But you're broke. You're going out and you're broke. So, yeah, you finna have you do good time for these next, like, 3 hours. Then you come back home. You looking at your wallet because you're broke. Like, you're trying to cover it up. So, cover it up. But you're broke. You're miserable. It's a lot of miserable. This is the truth. It's a lot of miserable people out here. It is. Just talk to God. Listen out for God. Listen what he gonna say. Cause he gonna say something to you. You just gotta listen. You know, people like, some people believe God don't talk to people. In the scripture it says, my sheep shall know my voice. He do talk to you. He on some people, he talked to people in different ways. So I can't sit here and say, oh, God can come to you talk like this. The only thing I can tell you for sure thing that he is going to talk to you, but I can't tell you how. He will, however, I know different people, they have different ways. He straight up talked to me. He straight up talked to some of my mom and them. He straight up talked to them. But some people, he send signs. Some people, he send this. Some people, he send signs and talk to them. So it's really about different person, different relationship. Then, as you waiting to hear from him, learn who you is asking to. You get what I'm saying? Learn who you asking to. Learn who he is. You asking all this stuff from him, you don't know nothing about who he is. Learn who he is. Because you're asking a stranger. Right now, you're asking a stranger for a whole bunch. And you waiting for a stranger to say something to you. You have no idea who the stranger is. You know, some people believe in that Jesus and God are the same person. You know, this is, hey, so who are you asking? Is you asking Jesus? You asking God? Some people don't believe Jesus' real name is Jesus. I'm one of the people. So I call him Yahshua. So you asking Yahshua, you asking God, what you ask, like, who is you asking to? Figure that out. Read, open that Bible and read. Know what he done did for other people. The Bible is a history book, and the Bible is knowledge. And in the day, like I was telling somebody, is street smarts is not the best smarts, it's book smarts. Street smarts is temporary, and book smarts is internal. Cause you just learn more and more about and more when you with books. It's just more, add more information, adding on to it. And knowledge is key. Knowledge is always going to be key, no matter what situation you in. The more you know about a situation, the more you can persevere in that situation. So like, yeah, just straight like that, straight to the point. But yeah, that's all I want to say for real is just do it. Just see, it don't cut me out again. Just surrender to God. You have nothing to lose. Nothing. You have nothing at all to lose. Just surrender to God. You're miserable, you're unhappy, and you're broke. Just surrender to God. Straight like that. How you surrender to God? Pray. Talk to him. Ask him questions. No. And wait for him to answer. And wait for an answer. Why you waiting for an answer? Crack open that book and learn who he is. I promise you, he gonna come quicker like that. Because then he's not a stranger no more. You get to know who he is as a person. Well, not really a person. But, you know, get to know who he is and know what he do. You feel me? So, you know, just do that. And that's what you do, bro. Just surrender to God. You got nothing to lose at all. At all. You barely making rent. Barely affording your car note. Just surrender to God. And the peace that's going to come with it, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And like, that's it. That's all I got to say. Straight to a point. Bye. Oh, wait. This is literally true. When we speak the gospel truth. So that's straight to it. Bye.